We're both concerned and encouraged, I would say, Brian. First off, during the campaigns we all enjoyed so much past last fall, both major candidates were not great supporters of trade, and that concerned us. And so we're still concerned about that because trade is extremely important to agriculture. But it sounds like the Trump administration has decided that NAFTA has value. We may need to make some changes and do some renegotiation. But so we're looking forward to that process kicking off and having some results. Agriculture is very, very dependent on trade in this country. We do a great job of producing food, and probably on average 20 to 30% of it is leaving this country for other people. So it's important.
What are we hoping to maybe get changed or added to NAFTA?
For you and I to know the particulars of the language of NAFTA is probably a stretch. We continue to need solid assurance that we can move our product around the world without the issue of high tariffs. And that includes Canada and Mexico. They're clearly our most important trading partners. So the NAFTA agreement is top of the list for us as far as negotiating a fair deal that allows us to move products around and really support agriculture across this country.
Canada, specifically with dairy unfair trade policies, is there any talk of that being on top on the agenda of things to work out?
It clearly is on the agenda for discussion. How Canada's dairy industry protects itself from products that we would like to send there. We've had agreements in the past that allowed a certain amount of products to go in there. We want to keep those going, make those as firm as possible. Our dairy producers here are very good at what they do. We have a lot of people around the world that want those high-quality dairy products we produce, and we hope to see that continue to move into both Canada and Mexico.
You recently got back from Washington, D.C. You had the opportunity to speak with some other leaders out there in D.C. General feeling that we need to, well, fix some of these issues with NAFTA?
Well, you know, as we talked about dairy and its importance to Wisconsin, there are other commodities that are equally as important to other states around this country. So I think the several Farm Bureau states around this country are all concerned about the total agreement with Canada and Mexico, the combined NAFTA agreement. Certainly dairy is the top of our list, but yet there's many other commodities that move in that agreement, and we want to see those things continue.
How will this process go? Is this going to be a long, drawn-out negotiation?
We have to recognize that in agriculture, yes, trade is huge for us because we tend to sell product out to this country. There's other products that those countries sell here, and there's constituencies here that are concerned about that appropriately. So it's not a simple deal, this or that, and we're done. It's a complex or a set of conversations and deals. So I don't expect to see a conclusion in the next week or two. It's going to be a much longer deal than that.
Have you heard anything? When are we going to get after this? When will this start?
I don't have a crystal ball for that. I would hope it's sooner rather than later, Brian.
I understand. And like you said, this won't be, this isn't a one conversation deal. What do you think the timeline is as far as once we start? This could be a month process. This could be 6 months. Give us some insight.
Again, I would opt for the longer time frame. There's so many things seemingly going on in our government these days that are in headlines. I don't know how much attention other issues will get. Certainly, trade is very important to us. Another one of the big issues at the national level is tax reform. I know Congressman Ryan has identified that as an important thing as well. It's going to be a longer rather than shorter process, I'm convinced.
Well, besides NAFTA, I understand we got some other things definitely in the works.
Well, immigration is a huge issue for all of agriculture, and the ability to hire and keep employed workers that will help us on our farms these days. It matters not whether it's fruits or vegetable farms or dairy farms or others. The administration is taking a firm stance on immigration as far as it being legal people here. We need to have a guest worker program in this country that recognizes the needs of our industry, but appropriately attracts people that are here in a legal manner. And so that guest worker program, I think, is still the critical part that we need to work at and find a way to get done.
Like a lot of us Wisconsinites, we'd just as soon see some results. When can we start expecting those?
Boy, you're asking the hard questions, Brian. I like to see results, too. I like to get in my tractor and get the planting done when the time is right. But these types of issues just don't seem to happen that quickly. There are so many different parts to them, different interests amongst congressional members in our U.S. Senate, not to mention the administration. We would have liked to have solved the immigration issue a year or two or three ago, as I talked about that guest worker program, but we just can't seem to get critical mass. So while we're frustrated by the timelines that we cannot predict, we are resilient that we'll continue to insist on people taking action.
That was President of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, Mr. Jim Holt. For the Farm Report, I'm Bryant Gill.